This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got another special guest in studio. It's Shippy's roommate, Head, who also, these guys live at the Derek Holland compound, and they join us here. So, Head, how you doing today, brother?
Doing good, man. Excited to be on the world famous Ben and Skin show. What could be better?
So you live with Derek Holland and Shippy in a giant mansion. Is that it? Just y'all three? And obviously he's in San Francisco now. So are just you and Shippy enjoying a mansion all to yourselves?
It's not as easy as everyone thinks. You know, it's a big house. We got a lot of space to entertain and have fun. So we just try to make the best of it.
All right. So,
there's one other guy, Bernie, that lives with us as well.
Okay. So the biggest problem is that there's too much space for entertaining. It's hard to entertain in all the space.
The big issue is when it comes to cleaning up. It's a larger bathroom than normal. So,
okay, well, why do you need to clean up a bathroom? Well, hold on. Let's start with this. Skin, this story caught our attention when Shippy shared a text message that was exchanged. How would you like to set this up?
I think we should just read this text message.
Okay.
This came in during the Ranger game, right? I mean, I think that's probably when this came in.
I thought it was last night.
Yeah, okay. it was during the Ranger game.
It was 5:25 p.m. yesterday. This is a copy of a text exchange between Head and Shippy. Shippy, we had a disaster at the house. Don't worry, though. I cleaned it up. LOL. But I had to throw away underwear, shorts, and floor mats in your bathroom that were the ones I bought a while back. So since we're moving out, I'm not buying new ones. It's pointless. But I bleached your bathroom, so it's brand new. Shippy responded with ... and then said, you assed all over my bathroom? And Head responded, like my name is Bruce.
That's the dog.
Yeah, that's a dog. He is notorious for taking dumps all over my bathroom and my room.
And Shippy had some emojis and then said, we really need to potty train you. And then Head finished up with, at least I clean up after myself and now run my feet through it, and then it makes a bigger mess. It wasn't my fault. I blame Ben.
What? How am I involved in this?
He said, I didn't want to leave the game, even though I was with Dave and his brother, but Ben put the bad juju on me last night. And Shippy said, dude, always answer when nature's call. When nature calls, y'all weren't going to win that game anyways. We might have to talk about this on the show, which Head, like any good roommate, responded, I don't care what you talk about. I'm pretty much an open book. So there you go, and now Head is in our presence. How do you get to the point where you're just firing poo all over Shippy's bathroom?
Well, yesterday for lunch, I went for hibachi. So the spicy food, just after sitting in there, you just feel that bubbliness boiling up. And, you know, I was playing a game and had 3 kills, and I died at the end. Very frustrating. So instead of going like anyone else would do, I wanted to get right back in there and play some more. But about a minute in, I had to do what Ben said and just leave in the middle. So, you know, I'm going as quick as I could. So you loosen up the top button because you want to be ready when you get there.
I'm sorry. It's like landing a plane. As soon as the wheels touch down, you're pooing.
It's going to be a photo finish.
Oh, wow.
So I get into the bathroom and I'm a huge fan of the squatty potty.
Yeah,
so
great.
As I go to reach down to slide it out.
You don't have time for that.
Disaster just blew up.
So are pants around the ankles? Are they still on you?
As I'm going in the bathroom, I'm sliding my pants down. I don't have my underwear off because I'm waiting until I turn around to go. But that kind of helped keep it somewhat contained. But this wasn't a log dookie. It was a mist. So it went through the underwear onto the wall.
A mist?
Oh, God. It's on the wall?
The wall?
You didn't tell me that!
You basically spray tanned Shippy's bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I told you I cleaned the towels and put new ones in there for you.
Oh, it's a damn murder scene.
And it was just, I was already fully
Man, there's so many questions. Ahead.
There's so much.
The first one, though, is it sounds to me like you kind of thought this was a possibility the moment you signed up for Spicy Hibachi. Is this like a regular thing for you? Like, you know that you're going to do that and the ramifications or that there's going to just be a, it's going to be a murder scene at near a toilet after that?
Well, usually we make it, but this new craze of the Fortnite game, it's some things you just can't control. And it came out, and when it came, I'm sorry, Shippy.
I don't understand, because I play Fortnite.
Do you poop all over yourself?
I've never pooped all over myself or a wall. So I feel like, it, Head, by you blaming this on Fortnite, I feel like you're taking unnecessary shots at a tremendous institution in video game.
Or is he just looking for an excuse for his abhorrent now, potty behavior?
And let's be honest here. If I am somewhat to blame for you destroying Shippy's bathroom, I really think we should pass the blame on to KT. Because the reason I have... Here's what happens, Ken. We're about to be in a squad game. And Shippy goes, hey, Heads...
On Fortnite.
Yeah, on Fortnite, sorry. On Fortnite, a four-man crew. And Shippy goes, hey, we lost somebody. And Shippy goes, oh, hey, Head wants to play. He's going to get on. I go, whoa, 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 whoa. KT tells me he'll just get up and leave during the middle of a match.
Uh-huh.
He'll just get up and leave and go do something else. And so why did you say that?
Because when me and Mitch and Shippy and Head played, there
who's
was a,
Mitch?
There's some guy.
Shippy looks like Mitch.
So
it's me.
Yes.
There was a time where Head had to go do something with the dog or something, and Shippy's yelling at Head from upstairs. He's like, "Hey, Head, get up here! We're tired of waiting."
Okay, so I
went like a long way.
I want to understand this. Like, I want to understand this because my understanding is that you. So are there just multiple PS4s lined up so you guys can all play? Because you can't. Don't you have to be on different units
or
something?
At this large mansion, we have 17 hardwired PlayStations.
Oh my God!
Because you can never have enough.
So we need to
17
have
17
hardwired that's so PlayStations.
Awesome. We need to have the Fortnite event at Dutch's mansion, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that a Fortnite dream space?
I think so.
You guys could have 17 dudes over at the crib and multiple Fortnite games all playing simultaneously, conceivably.
Yeah, and I think the plan is to add two to the outside patio just in case.
Summertime's coming.
You're in the pool. You got to play.
Right.
Yeah.
17.
So hold on. So none of these are near a bathroom?
No, we need to get that.
That's probably the only TV. In Derek's master bathroom, there is a big 55-inch TV, but we do not have a PlayStation hooked up to that one.
So okay. You didn't have a warning, though? Oh, I'm sorry. This is amazing. Yeah, you didn't have any warning at all that you might need to rock a deuce.
I said I had the bubbly feeling going, but the way I lost that previous game, I had to get right back in.
I mean, to me, a lot of times you hear someone just poops everywhere all the time, you'd think, man, that's not a really together guy. But to me, I hear the will to win. I hear a guy that's so dedicated to the craft.
No.
That
the heart of a champion?
Yeah.
The butt of a winner?
Yeah. Well, no, the butt of a loser, but the heart of a champion outweighs the
clear eyes. Clear eyes, full butt, can't lose.
Yeah.
The toilet and the wall and the, you know, the towels were the real loser here.
I don't even care about video games, but I respect the determination. You know, the dedication to the craft.
See, because once you start, it's already a mess. So why even try to get on the toilet seat and then dirty that? Just hover over the bathroom mat and go for it.
Okay, hold on. That's
good logic. I'm going to never go to the bathroom in my own bathroom again.
Got to follow up here. So after the initial explosion, you finished up but just didn't even aim for the toilet?
It was all over the back of my leg and stuff. So by the time I sit down, it's just going to smear. And what's the point?
God. So you threw a bunch of clothes away? Is that?
I had a Lulu pair of shorts I had to throw away. Just wore them brand new yesterday.
Oh, so that's like an $80 pair of shorts.
Probably the most expensive dookie I ever took.
Oh, God. We were talking to Head, Shippy's roommate.
He's an adult, everybody.
Derek Collins' roommate, former wrestler and former minor league hockey player.
Yeah, I played a little semi-professional hockey in the Federal Hockey League.
Okay.
And I did some semi-professional wrestling.
Okay.
God, that's awesome. I've never met a semi-professional wrestler.
It's not that exciting.
And, man, I hate that KT played a role in this. I'm sorry about KT. You know, putting that scouting report out there on you that I believed and that forced you to crush your own pants.
It was more of a comment in passing, though, than it was like, hey.
It almost inspired me to keep going.
Yeah.
This will not happen to me.
One day later after that, it was just like a two-minute thing.
Let me tell you something about that. So, it's courageous if an astronaut It has to keep going. And they wear a diaper so they can keep going.
Yeah.
It's not courageous when a guy in a mansion with 17 hardwired PS4s decides he needs to keep going.
I don't know, because your analogy, that astronaut was just trying to drive somewhere to kill somebody that was right. wearing the diaper.
Well, I mean, like in space. That uh-huh. She used the astronauts, that story, that she used the diapers that they use.
Okay.
But they use mm-hmm. it on space missions. You got too caught up in the ass and astronaut here, I think. You just
you do jump out of the bus, though, from the air.
That's true. Man. So, Shippy, are you uncomfortable in your own bathroom now?
I'm not going to lie. When I got home last night, I was a little bit worried to walk into my room. It did seem like maybe there was a ghost like in my room. It was tough to sleep last night. All I could think about is the crime scene that I had no idea what had happened. I didn't know the wall thing. And honestly, now I think I'm going to have to move rooms. Might have to start sleeping outside.
What is
or in the downstairs living room.
What does Bruce think of all this?
Oh, my God.
He was proud.
Yeah. That's where Bruce learned it.
Yeah. No, they get along great for obvious reasons. Head and Bruce, so.
I think we need to catch up with the guys that are part of that that poop crew that you've had on the show before. They have the poop bet.
They have a development going on in their world. We may be able to book them tomorrow, I think.
Okay, we need to talk to them because I didn't realize that, you know, people are sending in text messages like crazy going, yeah, man, I got that same problem. Yeah. Happens to me all the time. I didn't know that was a thing. I mean, people, grown adults apparently are having problems.
I think
pooping themselves.
Like apparently 4.5% of our listeners have finished listening to a segment as opposed to going to poop at the right time and have pooped their pants. So I think there's a lot of people that can relate to what you're going to. Hey?
I got to say, he did a great job of cleaning it all up. It was tough to tell that happened even though I had the knowledge of it.
Could you smell anything?
No.
Hey, that's a picture of you on your own shirt, isn't it?
Yes, I do embrace my Ginger Nation heritage.
Yeah, and that is that a
former wrestling shirt, ones that I used to sell when I used to go perform.
God, that's awesome.
Well, I just think, Head, it took a lot of nerve and valor for you to come in here and share this courageous tale of sharding up Shippy's bathroom. Thank you for coming in and being willing to share that with the Metroplex on a 100,000-watt transmitter.
Thanks for having me.
There you go, Shippy and Derek Holland's roommate, Head.
Head!
Please keep him and Shippy's toilet in your thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.